This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Under what conditions do you think people should forgive? Under what conditions is forgiveness not appropriate?
You send us these responses at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
Listeners confirmed the importance of forgiveness, especially for the grantor. One wrote, "We don't really forgive for someone else. We forgive because we do not want to carry it around anymore." Another listener echoed this sentiment, writing, "To withhold forgiveness makes us prisoners of our own emotions and punishes us rather than the other person." Some listeners noted interesting tensions related to forgiveness. One listener wrote, "Forgiveness is only appropriate when it is genuine. In other words, don't lie in order to forgive another." Another noted that forgiveness is a gift, and thus no one has the right to expect it. Yet to forgive is an act of charity, perhaps the greatest one. In general, listeners affirm the adage that it is best to forgive and forget, unless, of course, you did the harm. In that case, they advised accountability and remembrance. And what do philosophers have to say?
Forgiveness is widely misunderstood. People confuse what it is about with who it is about. Forgiveness has little to do with the person who caused us pain and everything to do with how we react to our victimization. Forgiveness is not forgetting. It's not condoning or excusing the bad action. Forgiveness accepts the reality that a bad thing happened, and it creates a space for me to move from victim to survivor. Forgiveness means letting go of resentment, hurt, anger, all of the emotions we feel in response to injustice or intentional harm. To really understand forgiveness, think about forgiving someone who is not around to pay for his mistake. If you can experience that kind of letting go, you can begin to understand what it means for Holocaust survivors to forgive, or for nations to move on through truth and reconciliation movements. Forgiveness involves seeing the other as flawed or incomplete rather than evil. Forgiveness requires trust in human nature. It requires trust that people and nations can grow beyond betrayal.
Here is next week's topic. Like CEOs Bernie Ebbers of WorldCom and Kenneth Lay of Enron, Martha Stewart appears to be just another poster child for corporate crime. But is her poster larger than those of men? Do you think women in trouble receive different public scrutiny than do men in similar trouble?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana, Missoula.
The show's producers are Denny Elliott, Dean Ritz, and Justin Whitaker. Music by Eric Hutchins.